Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to SDH's World Soccer Review, where we take a look at the ongoing tournament, trying to figure out who the best team in the world is in 2022. It's the beginning of the knockout stages, two matches on your Saturday. We'll get you through those. We'll get you ready for your Sunday as we are trimming the field from 16 down to 8. The two matches on Saturday, one involving the United States. They were the first team, they were the first match on the board, and it was the 10 o'clock Eastern time start against the Netherlands. The 2 o'clock match was Argentina and Australia. Netherlands came in at a minus 110, your draw at a plus 240, the U.S. at a plus 358. The U.S. had a chance early on, did not convert, and in the 10th minute, it was Memphis with the first goal on the board for the Netherlands, courtesy of our friends at Telemundo Sports.
Ahora sí tocaron bien. Aquí viene la Dumfries, le está pidiendo y no está adelantado el toque de Cody Gapco. Aquí está Dumfries, va a meter el centro. Cuidado, Memphis, gol.
Another goal would end up on the board. Two cutbacks for the Netherlands, two goals, and it was 2-2-0. And then the United States got their breakthrough with 15 minutes to go. Here's Haji Wright's goal that made it 2-1, once again courtesy of our friends at Telemundo Sports.
Aquí la tiene Christian Pulisic, está habilitado, viene Estados Unidos, está...
But then once again, as the game gets stretched, the Netherlands get their third on the board to make it 3-1 late in the match.
Thank you.
And that was your final. Netherlands over the United States by the score of 3-1. So the United States make it out of group, but they lose in their first match outside of group in the knockout stages. Let's go over the statistics on the day. For the United States, it was a lineup that had Jesus Ferreira in the middle. Up top, it was Pulisic, Ferreira, and Timothy Weah. Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams were the captain's armband with Yunus Musah. Your four at the back, Anthony Robinson, Tim Ream, Walker Zimmerman combined once again for match number four, and Sergiño Dest on the right with Matt Turner in net. Numbers and grades courtesy of our friends at SofaScore. Christian Pulisic had a 7, Jesus Ferreira a 6.5, Timothy Weah a 6.8, Weston McKennie a 7, Tyler Adams a 7.2, Yunus Musah a 6.4, Anthony Robinson a 6.7, Tim Ream a 6.5, Walker Zimmerman a 7.1, Sergiño Dest a 5.8, and Matt Turner had a 6.4. Substitutions, DeAndre Yedlin came in and put in 15 minutes, subbing for Sergiño Dest at a 6.4. Brendan Aaronson came in the 67th minute for Timothy Weah, had a 6.5. Jordan Morris had a cameo for Jedi Robinson in the 90th minute. Gio Reyna came in at the half, replacing Jesus Ferreira, had a 6.8. Haji Wright came in with 23 to go, replacing Weston McKennie, as Greg Berhalter was throwing everything forward, trying to get an equalizer, and Haji Wright ended up with a 7.2. Statistics on the day for both sides for a full 90 minutes. XG, not that far apart. It was 1.67 to 1.49 for the Netherlands. Ball possession, the United States had 58% on the day. 17 total shots, 8 on target, which meant 5 off target with 4 blocks. The Netherlands had 11 shots, 6 on target, 4 off with 1 block. U.S. outnumbered corners for the Netherlands at 5-4. They also had 3 offsides when the Netherlands did not. 10 fouls on the day for the Netherlands, 5 for the United States, 2 yellow cards for the Netherlands on the day. Each team had 3 big chances through the SofaScore numbers and grades. All 3 were missed by the United States, 2 were missed by the Netherlands. Shots inside the box, 11-7. And outside the box, 6-4. 5 saves on the day for the Netherlands, 4 for Matt Turner. Passing, the United States 83% passing on 569 passes. The Netherlands 76% on 414. Long balls, the U.S. outnumbered the Netherlands 30-26, had 3-2 in crosses. Each team had 5 successful dribbles. Possession was lost slightly more by the United States. 43 of the 82 duels were won by the Netherlands. Aerials won were the same at 12. 22 tackles on the day for the Netherlands to 14 for the U.S., 12 interceptions to 11. 27 clearances on the day for the Netherlands compared to 11 for the United States. So that was your numbers. And getting into the Netherlands, as they will move on and they will play Argentina in 6 days' time after the match. Jenny Taft caught up with both Walker Zimmerman and Christian Pulisic, courtesy of our friends at Fox Soccer.
To come out aggressive in the second half, try and get one back, and we did. And so to put ourselves in that position, to keep pushing, keep trying to find the equalizer, that ultimately led up that third one, which obviously was the dagger for us. But, you know, I thought there was a lot of positives from us, chances to score goals, and ultimately they took their chances really well.
What will you personally take away from this World Cup experience?
Just the team. The way that we came together and believed in each other, the selflessness of guys who maybe didn't even touch the field, and the way that they motivated and cared for everyone who played was truly inspirational. I think what meant the most to me was watching guys support from the sidelines.
Last thing, is there anything you want to say to the fan base, the support back home? Because truly, I know you guys have been in a bubble, but it was pretty special to see the support in the States.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for all the support. It really meant a lot to us. You know, we're sorry. We wanted it so bad. And I hope that, you know, we gave you some kind of excitement and showed you a little bit of what, you know, what this country is about, what this team is about. And just thank you guys.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you.
Now, looking at some of the numbers for the United States come 2026, USMNT ages in the 2026 World Cup. Let's just go down some names here. Christian Pulisic, Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie all will be 27. Gio Reyna, Yunus Musah, Joe Scally will all be 23. Brendan Aaronson, Serginho Dest will both be 25. Chris Richards and Tim Weah will be 26. Jedi Robinson and CCV will be 28. So for this side, very, very young. The second youngest roster in the World Cup to make it out of group, and a very tough group, and facing a very, very tough Netherlands side, a veteran side there as well. Things definitely a lot to look forward to over the next 4 years when it comes to the men's national team, but they will be watching as the rest of the world will when it comes to the remainder of the tournament. Your second match, as we mentioned on the day, it was Argentina and Australia, and Argentina had their moment of magic courtesy of some guy named Lionel Messi, whom we've heard is very good at the soccering. Here's that highlight. Andres Cantor on the call for Telemundo Sports.
Zapapu. Messi que la baja, la domina, buena pelota para McAllister, le queda Messi, ¡gol!
Después de un rebote, llega Argentina con todo, la toma Messi y en medio de muchas piernas de Australia, pasa ahí en medio de las piernas de un defensor, deja sin oportunidad al guardameta, destrabando el partido. Ahora sí vamos a ver otro partido.
Noveno gol en una Copa del Mundo.
Two goals on the board for Argentina, but Australia would come back with one of their own very, very late to make it interesting, courtesy once again of Telemundo Sports.
Rustic. Y en el remate se debía gol.
But that would be your final at 2-1. Argentina advances at a minus 345. Your draw was a plus 517. And Australia was a plus 890. So they move on. The Netherlands and Argentina will square off on the 9th in the round of 8. Early numbers have Argentina as a plus 122 going up against the Netherlands. On your Sunday, two matches, 10 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Eastern. Your rundown, France and Poland is at 10 o'clock. France, a big favorite at a minus 294. Your draw is a plus 419, 90-minute draw, and Poland just under a plus 1,000, basically, plus 963 in the composite. 2 o'clock, it is England and Senegal. It is England at a minus 185. Your 90-minute draw is a plus 296, and Senegal is a plus 636. We will continue to talk about everything going on with the world soccer competition. We'll certainly do it Monday on SDH with everyone's opinions and thoughts about the U.S. men's national team losing in the round of 16 to the Netherlands. But three mistakes, and that's sometimes all you need. You know, mistakes, clinical each time for the Netherlands, and they put three in the back of the net as the United States exits in the round of 16. So that is your World Soccer Review for your Saturday. We'll be back at it on Sunday with the rundown of the continuing saga of the round of 16. For everybody here at SDH, for Jason, for Nick and Jared, I'm just John Plate. Safe, everybody. Mucha plata, y'all. And enjoy the world's best at soccer.